Yes, good afternoon. It's Paul Quayle, the APAC Assistance Director. I'm doing a roundup of East Asia Pacific this Thursday, the 24th of January. Firstly, in Timor-Leste, yesterday President Luello vetoed the state budget. The state budget was passed by Parliament on December 24. He questioned various aspects of the budget and criticised it for being unsustainable and for inefficient use of the country's financial resources. Luello raised concerns over the current pace of withdrawal of funds from the petroleum fund and the sustainability of that fund. The budget will be sent back to Parliament for re-examination, and the government will have to gain two-thirds majority support to pass it in its second attempt. The veto is likely to delay the government buyout of the ConocoPhillips and Shell holdings in the Greater Sunrise Consortium. The buyout plan may face further delays if the government fails to muster a two-thirds majority to pass the revised budget. In Thailand, yesterday the Election Commission announced that the general elections will be held on March 24. The announcement was made hours after a royal decree to hold the election was issued by the King and countersigned by Prime Minister Prayut. Candidates for the general election can register from February 4 to 8. Each political party can submit a list of up to three prime ministerial candidates. Pro-democracy campaigners have called off the rallies planned for this Saturday. Political parties will increase their campaign activities as they only have 58 days until March 23 to campaign for the election. The announcement of the election date is expected to defuse political tensions in Thailand. Clients are advised to monitor political developments before the election. Monitor our alerts and advisories. The Philippines. Government forces are engaged in an armed encounter with the Islamic State-inspired Morte group in Sultan Dumalondong town, south of Marawi City on the southern island of Mindanao. Three soldiers were reportedly injured since the fighting began at 8 a.m. this morning. Mindanao is plagued by a prolonged insurgency by Islamist groups, many of whom are inspired by the Islamic State. Martial law is in force in Mindanao since the Morte group attacked Marawi City in May 2017. Clients are advised to always employ extreme caution when visiting Mindanao, avoid travelling to smaller towns or remote areas, and avoid all night movement on the island, especially outside Davao City where the insurgent groups are most active. In Indonesia, former Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahaya Purnama Ahok was released from prison today. He was serving a 20-month prison sentence after being convicted of blasphemy in May 2017. Ahok supporters gathered outside the Mobile Brigade Detention Centre in Depok, South Jakarta, to celebrate his release. There were no protests in Jakarta upon his release. The police feared and prepared for a protest against his early release by right-wing groups and political parties who led several protests against him during his trial in 2017. Ahok is an influential personality in Indonesia. His political career is uncertain after his release from prison. He's not disclosed any plans for a career in politics. His support for any of the presidential candidates may have an impact on the general elections. APAC Assistance assesses that a move back into politics for Ahok prior to the May election is unlikely. If you are not a member of APAC Assistance, you can become one via our website, www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific and or South Asia risk management memberships, or buy our assessments for a pay-for-view basis. Thank you.